Welcome to Threaded Minds, Law and Beyond with Sohaib Zada. This podcast is your space to explore the intersections of law, business, personal growth, and modern life. I'm your host, Sohaib Zada, a legal expert, educator, practitioner, and lifelong learner. Together, we will unravel the threads that shape our world. From legal principles to career strategies, self-development, and the challenges of our interconnected world. We dive deep to uncover stories and insights that matter. Let us connect the dots and discover new perspectives. This is Threaded Minds, where every thread leads to a story and every story sparks a new idea. Hello and welcome back to Threaded Minds, Law and Beyond. I'm your host, Sohaib Zada, and today's episode is a little different from what I usually do. As I sit here recording this, it's New Year's Eve. The time is still 7 p.m. and there is this beautiful, reflective calm in the air. No fireworks yet, no loud celebrations, just a moment to pause and look back on the year that has just passed or about to pass. I don't have a specific topic planned for this episode. Instead, I just want to share my thoughts with you, reflect on 2024, talk about what I am hoping to work on in 2025. Think of this as a way for me to connect with you as we wrap 1 year and prepare for the next. So, wherever you are, whether you're celebrating with friends or spending the evening quietly at home, watching the countdown, let us take this time to reflect together. Let's see what happened for me in 2024, what I'm hoping for to do in 2025. I am incredibly grateful for 2024. It has been a year of growth, challenges, and a few moments that truly pushed me out of my comfort zone. One of my proudest achievements this year was starting this podcast. Threaded Minds has been a dream of mine for a long time, and to finally bring it to life feels so amazing. Although it started in December 2024, it still counts as 2024, right? To everyone who has listened or supported this podcast, thank you so much. Your encouragement means everything to me. Another highlight of 2024 was attending 3 legal academic conferences to present my legal research and what I'm aiming to achieve in that research, the findings, the research methods, etc. That experience was both humbling and inspiring for me. Why? It reminded me of why I'm so passionate about law and teaching, and how much there is to learn from the academic community, the legal scholars, and the law professors. That experience helped me a lot to think beyond my initial thinking or beyond the conclusions I found or I aim to find in my research. There were also smaller personal victories, like staying consistent with my exercise. I tried to have at least 3 exercises per week, and I kept up with this throughout 2024. Also, completing some challenges or finishing some projects at work, and finding the time to read more, although I wanted to do or to read more than what I achieved for that year. Looking back, I feel a deep sense of gratitude, happiness for the opportunities and lessons this year has brought to me. Looking ahead to 2025, I have a few things I really want to focus on. But let me start by saying this clearly from the beginning. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions, or when you see some people may think I want to have specific goal and they think by January 1st, oh, they are ready to change. The change should start earlier. and New Year's resolutions sometimes feel overwhelming, and by February, most of us have already forgotten about them. Instead, I'm a big fan of planning and having goals. However, I like to set quarterly goals. For example, every 3 months, I pick 2 or 3 things to focus on. No more than 2 or 3 things. It's manageable, and that's the way to build habits and track progress without feeling like I have to take on everything at once or to finish everything in 1 year. And I try to have actionable goals in the new year, and I divide them into quarters. In 2025, here are some of the things I want to work on. I want to bring in more voices, more stories, more perspectives in this podcast. I truly believe that conversations with others add depth and richness to this podcast, and that's what we are going to do. I'll try to have a guest as much as I could. I'm planning on having a guest a week. I hope I could achieve this goal. If not, even 2 guests a month would be fine. Another thing I want to achieve is, while I have been exercising regularly, I want to challenge myself more. I want to push my limits in the gym. I started my subscription to the gym earlier in 2024, and I want to keep this up and keep going to the gym maybe four times or three times a week, and to run maybe 2 times a week. It depends on the schedule. I'm pretty flexible, but for me, minimum twice a week is the must. Is a must, and I have to achieve that goal because I like to do resistance exercise and to work on building more muscles. So to achieve that goal, cardio alone or running won't be helpful. I need to combine running with other resistance exercises. Also, I want to dive deeper into topics that challenge my thinking and broaden my knowledge. I'm planning on reading more self-development books. And as I told you in previous episodes, the goal is not to read all the books in self-development or in marketing or business administration, but to find the book that could transform your life or change you positively. I want also to read more legal books in my field, read more articles. I'm a big fan of reading legal scholarly articles where I could see what's going on academically and what I could develop, what I can contribute in my research. So that's the main advantage of reading articles, although I read also some textbooks. For me, the key to success is not massive life-changing actions. It's the small, consistent habits we do every day. These are my priorities for the first quarter of 2025. Who knows? By the time April rolls around, I might have new goals to tackle or new tasks to do. This is the beauty of quarterly planning. It keeps things fresh and adaptable because you may evaluate or assess your progress in the last 3 months so far, and then you could reflect on that and build new goals. As much as I have reflected on my new year, I also want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what you've learned in 2024, what you're proud of, and what you would like to work on in 2025. One thing I love about podcasts is how they create a sense of community. So if this episode or podcast resonates with you, I just want you to take a moment to reflect and share your thoughts. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcast. Your feedback and stories are what keep this episode going or this podcast going. As we wrap up this episode and this year, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being part of this journey, for listening, and for supporting Threaded Minds. 2024 has been a year of growth and learning for me. and I hope it has been meaningful for you too. Here is to a 2025 filled with new challenges, new opportunities, and plenty of moments to reflect and grow. Wishing you a happy, healthy, fulfilling new year. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and keep striving for growth. This is Sohaib Zada, signing off from Threaded Minds. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Threaded Minds, Law and Beyond. I hope today's episode offered valuable insights and inspired new ideas. Stay part of the conversation by following us on Instagram and sharing your thoughts. We always appreciate hearing from you. Remember to leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, so you never miss an episode. Join me next time as we continue exploring the threads that connect law, business, and life. Until then, this is Sohaib Zada. See you on Threaded Minds.